You're listening to Rise and Shine with Brendan and Michelle. This is part two of their interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. You can find the rest of the interview on the Lakes Country 102.1 website.
So I noticed that in the past that NSU had an RN to BSN program. Can you ask, what is the major change to the program now?
Well, it's a we've added a bachelor's of nursing. So the RN to BSN is that you have that RN degree, and then you get the additional classes, and then you finish with that bachelor's of nursing. Mm-hmm. Now we have a full-fledged program, a bachelor's of nursing program, where a student can start as a freshman, mm-hmm. Major in nursing, and then in 4 years or whenever they finish, they will have a bachelor's of nursing.
That's so. Right. So you Beautiful. No longer already have to be a nurse to come into this program. You can come in with just straight out of high school or from another career field and say, hey, I want to learn all of the nursing skills and work toward that bachelor's degree as well. It really is a full complement on that bachelor side. And then, of course, we offer the master's program as well. But this is really exciting. One of the critical occupations that have been noted within our state, and especially here in Green Country, is the lack of availability in for nurses. Mm-hmm. And so this is really going to help our region out.
Well, I know I knew a few men and women that had to do a little bit of jumping through hoops to make it work and stay in Tahlequah. And it's nice that we finally kind of closed that gap.
Absolutely. And we've identified some incredible partners in the healthcare industry here that are going to help us out and do clinics and everything. So it really is going to be great for Green Country.
And so you feel like the buzz has already started with it?
Absolutely. We've been working on this for a little while. There's definitely some information out there, quite a bit of buzz, but we're planning for this program to kick off next fall.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Okay. So the class will start building, applications will be out there, and the faculty and staff will be selecting individuals to be admitted into these programs, and they will begin in August.
So if you're listening right now and you're interested in this program, sounds like we need to start getting an application together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's time.
Also, I noticed that Northeastern has received several high marks from various organizations that rank colleges and universities. And we see that NSU is currently ranked third best institution in the state, and a top 5 in healthcare, MBA, and even 12 in the nation for social mobility, and 12th in the nation for master's degree granting institutions. So just to name a few, can you tell us what these rankings actually mean for NSU and the Oklahoma workforce?
Yeah, so the ranking, you know, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about rankings. I mean, we do what we do on a day in and day out basis.
Right.
And for so long, rankings, like U.S. News and World Report rankings, really focused on legacy metrics, right? So if you've been around for 200 years and you've got an endowment that's about $10 billion, you're probably going to rank pretty high, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so schools like Northeastern State University and other regional universities throughout the United States never really ranked that high in U.S. News and World Report. And then about a decade ago, or maybe a little bit less, the people start figuring out that they need to be able to rank schools based on this thing called social mobility. It's the idea that a kid can come in to my university or a different university. They come from some kind of a background, perhaps it's a financially disadvantaged background, and then they can get a high quality education and go on in a different direction in their life, right? Mm-hmm. There are ways of measuring that. Mm-hmm. We rank among the very best of all universities in the United States for social mobility, right here at Northeastern State University.
Wow.
That's right.
Goodness.
Absolutely. This is something that is really important to us. President Hanley, myself, and many others are first-generation college students. We really have a passion to help folks like ourselves mm-hmm. who come from a home where maybe their parents don't have a college education. They really maybe struggle figuring it out. What does this even mean? What does it mean to fill out an application for aid or get a scholarship or any of those types of things? And help those students achieve their goals. And for them to leave Northeastern State University with a degree and get a high-paying job. President Hanley talks all the time about at Northeastern State University, we just don't change the life of the graduate, but we are making an impact for generations to come.
Yes, I agree. I agree. As someone who is a first-generation college student, I feel like I have been able to have more opportunities than my parents were given. And I feel like I know a little bit more about social network, like networking and talking to people as well, something that I didn't really see in my parents. And I know that it's because I was able to come here and I was able to socialize. I was able to figure out the path that I wanted to go, thanks to the people, my mentors, people that were just like me and wanted me to succeed just as much as them. And I feel the same way. I don't want us to be limited from financial, you know, disability, like, struggles.
Yep. Right. Financial absolutely. Struggles. And you know, these rankings are really an opportunity to validate on a national level the great work that's happening at Northeastern yeah. State University. And that's nice to have. We know what we have here in Tahlequah. We know what NSU is doing in Muskogee and in Broken Arrow. We know the great things, but it's time the world knows.
Yeah.
And these rankings definitely help that.
This has been Rise and Shine's interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. To listen to the full interview, visit lakescountry1021.com.